This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A senior member of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's cabinet has resigned. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba has submitted his resignation before an expected cabinet reshuffle. Russian strikes, meanwhile, killed at least 7 people in the Ukrainian city of Lviv a day after one of the deadliest missile attacks since the war began. Kuleba hasn't given a reason for stepping down, and his resignation is expected to be discussed by lawmakers at their next session. President Volodymyr Zelensky indicated that a cabinet reshuffle was imminent last week as he tries to strengthen the government 2.5 years into the war. During Russia's war in Ukraine, Kuleba has been second only to Zelensky in carrying Ukraine's message and needs to an international audience. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian airstrikes hit energy facilities and critical infrastructure in 9 Ukrainian regions over the past 24 hours, Ukrainian officials said on Wednesday. Peace continues to elude Gaza. Anita Powell files from the White House.
At the White House on Tuesday, administration officials say they are still working with the various parties in Egypt and Qatar to reach a deal that spokesman John Kirby said has 3 elements, though he declined to give specifics of the American plan.
We're working on a proposal that will secure the release of the remaining hostages and will include massive and immediate relief for the people of Gaza and also result in a stoppage of the fighting.
Analysts say intransigence burns on several sides. Hamas fears a deal that will sideline its status in the Palestinian territories, and Israel seeks to maintain control over parts of Gaza. Anita Powell, VOA News, the White House.
For additional stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Vice President Kamala Harris ventured to New Hampshire to talk about her small business tax plan. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
It's an effort to position herself as pro-entrepreneur after her calls to fight price gouging and for higher taxes on large corporations and the wealthy.
We are fighting to build an economy that works for all working people.
The plan would boost the incentives from $5,000 to $50,000 with the goal of spurring millions of new small business applications. Her rival, former President Donald Trump, has called for lower the corporate tax rate to 15%. Joe Biden won New Hampshire in 2020, but Trump hopes to leverage disfavor over the president's decision to move the party's first presidential primary to South Carolina. Jennifer King, Washington.
Pope Francis is setting a rigorous pace for his Asian tour, starting in Indonesia. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports.
Pope Francis has a packed first full day in Indonesia, meeting with President Widodo and the country's Catholic clergy and religious nuns. Catholics make up just 3% of Indonesia's population, but the country has long been a key source of religious vocations to the priesthood and religious life. Seminarians here are growing. The number is growing, whereas in the rest of the world, it is shrinking.
The United States will not rule out the possibility of jointly producing weapons with Taiwan, its top diplomat in Taipei said on Wednesday, adding that the island's defense needs were the top priority for United States arms deliveries. The remarks were made by Raymond Green, the newly appointed director of the American Institute in Taiwan.
The U.S. now is working with a number of partners, looking at, with a number of partners at possibilities of expanding our joint production of military materiel and supplies. And I would not rule out Taiwan being one of those partners in the future.
Green added that the island is not Beijing's only target, quote, to use intimidation and coercion to change the status quo, unquote, and that the United States is building a network of alliances in the Indo-Pacific to counter China's threats there. A damning report on a deadly London high-rise fire says decades of failures by government, regulators, and industry turned Grenfell Tower into a quote-unquote death trap, where 72 people lost their lives. The 2017 blaze in West London was the deadliest fire on British soil since World War II.
The simple truth is that the deaths that occurred were all avoidable, and those who lived in the tower were badly failed over a number of years and in a number of different ways by those who were responsible for ensuring the safety of the building and its occupants.
Grenfell Tower Inquiry Chairman Sir Martin Moore Bick. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.